USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The United Nations has called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. On Tuesday, the General Assembly passed the resolution with a two-thirds majority. However, both proposed amendments to the ceasefire, presented by the U.S. and Austria, were unsuccessful. The U.S. has expressed support for a pause in fighting, but opposes a ceasefire that might enable Hamas to plan another attack on Israel. President Biden is urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday break.
Congress needs to pass the supplemental funding to Ukraine before they break the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
He made his appeal in the Oval Office while alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky, who had earlier directly appealed to lawmakers for additional support on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, however, states that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible.
Obviously, negotiating a border solution is very complicated.
This is due to an impasse between Republicans and Democrats over additional funding for Kyiv. Republicans are insisting on linking any aid to more stringent U.S. border policies. McConnell's remarks follow Ukrainian President Zelensky's meetings on Capitol Hill this morning. Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president, despite calls for her resignation and termination following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. The board expressed confidence in her leadership. Gay, along with other Ivy League school leaders, had faced criticism for their responses to questions regarding whether calls for genocide of Jews violate school rules. There's a notable surge in flu cases, particularly in the South. Experts attribute some of the increase to rising vaccine hesitancy that emerged during the COVID era. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts share this view, a figure expected to reach nearly 70% by July. Additionally, they've lowered the likelihood of a recession to approximately 41%, marking an 8-point decrease from the October survey. 20% of black voters express a preference for an alternative candidate rather than choosing between President Biden or former President Trump in the upcoming year. That's according to a Gen Forward survey. This poses a challenge for Biden's potential second term, considering the pivotal role black voters played in his 2020 victory. It's Taylor Swift's world. We just live in it.
Proving once again why Time Magazine named her their Person of the Year, Taylor Swift has donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Fund at the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. She did attend high school in one of the counties that was hit by a string of tornadoes over the weekend that left at least six people dead and dozens more injured. I'm Corey Myers.
Former President Trump is launching a set of digital trading cards called the Mugshot Edition in a Truth Social announcement. He said the cards are now available. He also said if you buy 47 cards, you'll get a piece of the suit featured in the photo and an invitation to a gala dinner at Mar-a-Lago. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.